Wellness Wednesday.
Hello, Nancy here. It's Wednesday. That means it's time to focus on wellness through good nutrition. Are you wanting to improve your health? Or perhaps just simply ward off age-related diseases? Studies show us that small, specific goals are more likely to be met than large, vague ones. So today I'm going to give you 4 specific behaviors that you can try to adopt over time, and that'll make them more likely to be habits. Habits that'll help improve your health now and long into the future. Ready for the first one? Consume 6 or more servings of vegetables daily. Well, that might sound rather daunting. If you're only getting 1 or 2 servings a day, that means pretty much tripling your intake. So make it more gradual. You know, add another vegetable to dinner or add a vegetable-rich snack. When you make the focal point of every meal and some snacks, vegetables, then it's going to help you meet your goal. You can visualize your plate half full of colorful vegetables. Did you know that the colors of vegetables provide clues to the nutrients that they contain? Also, thinking of colors will act as your guide to getting 5 to 6 servings per day. So here's a good guide. Eat 2 servings from each of these major broad color groups. Dark green, for example, leafy greens, broccoli, and asparagus. Brightly colored vegetables that are orange and red and purple. And then even vegetables that are light in color, like onions, mushrooms, cauliflower, and celery. If each day you eat 2 servings out of dark green, bright, and light, you'll get your 6 servings each day. The second habit is to consume probiotic-rich foods. Good health begins in your gut. Your intestinal tract is home to trillions of tiny, friendly animals. And these friendly animals actually are in control of your health, and they provide lots of health benefits. You can make sure these healthy creatures feel more at home by providing regular visitors. Probiotics in cultured and naturally fermented foods create a happy environment for your residents. Cultured dairy products, which include yogurt and kefir, are very rich in gut-friendly bacteria. Fermented foods like tempeh and fermented tofu are excellent sources of plant protein and nutrients, and in addition to providing a wealth of friendly bacteria. Other fermented foods include kombucha, miso, and natto, which are consumed in smaller quantities but still add to the richness of the probiotics in your gut. Ready for the third one? Enjoy seasonal fruit. Though fruits contain natural sugars, they contain an abundance of plant nutrients which support the health of our bodies and of those tiny living organisms in our gut. When we choose fruits that are in season, the nutrients are more concentrated. Try spring berries, summer cherries, and other stone fruits like plums, peaches, and nectarines. And in the fall, shift to apples and pears. Citrus fruits like grapefruit, oranges, and nectarines are rich in vitamin C and support our immune system, and their wonderful colors and flavors brighten those short, dark winter days. Of course, you can enjoy tropical bananas year-round, and frozen berries are nearly as nutritious as fresh, though they are significantly lower in vitamin C than their fresh counterparts. All right, tip number 4, eat early. Studies show that our bodies burn calories at a higher rate earlier in the day. And that's regardless of the number of calories consumed nor their source. So it doesn't matter whether it's a high protein start or a high carbohydrate start, your body uses more calories earlier in the day. And then when you consume those calories earlier in the day, you have more time to burn them off. The studies tell us you're more likely to maintain a healthy weight if you consume the majority of your calories by the time you've finished lunch. Also, when you can, avoid consuming any calories after dinner. They're generally calories that you really weren't hungry for. Maybe you just ate them out of habit or out of a craving. So those are the four tips. I really want to focus more on adding rather than subtracting. But there's one area where it's prudent to do some reduction. That category is ultra-processed products. You notice they didn't use the word food. There are lots of exceptionally healthy processed foods, including frozen vegetables, frozen fruits, yogurt, and canned beans. But when processing strips foods of their natural goodness and questionable ingredients are added, then we categorize these products as ultra-processed. All you need to do is take a look at the ingredient list. If you can find all the ingredients in the store, and there's not an excessive amount of added sugar or sodium, then the product is likely to be good for your health. For example, for snack foods, minimally processed choices include unflavored nuts, popcorn, and roasted chickpeas. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you look forward to next week's Wednesday Wellness Nutrition Tip with Nancy. Be good, be healthy, be happy, and nourish your bodies through good eating.